On the program today, Diane Vivian, who is from Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Trust New Zealand. And we've heard about, well, she found herself in 1997 having to look after a couple of her own grandchildren, and so found very little help, decided to set up the trust. So statistically, more and more people in this country are finding themselves in this situation as grandparents, suddenly having to become the parent to their grandchildren.
That is correct, and it's not just grandparents either. We have got also kinship carers, where it might be, now we're 12 years down the track, we're finding perhaps grandma and grandpa have got very elderly, and they're still raising the grandchildren, and perhaps a younger sister will step in and take care of those grandchildren because of the grandparents' health. So it encompasses kinship care as well.
What, I mean, there's it strikes me that there's more family disruption these days. There's you know, separation, there's divorce in families. Is that part of the reason of why grandparents suddenly have to step in? What are some of the main reasons?
Our research that Jill Worrell did in 2005 and also 2009 tells us from our database that the main reasons why the grandparents have to step in and raise these grandchildren is substance abuse, neglect, and violence, and you can toss into that mental illness as well.
So those are the
they're the main reasons. Yes,
dysfunctional families.
Absolutely. And in some cases, the parents may have been killed in a car accident. That does happen too, within our database. Or the parents may have committed suicide or become terminally ill. But that is way in the minority.
So you're looking at grandparents having to deal with grandchildren who have been through some pretty tough situations.
I think pretty tough is an understatement. Some of them have experienced some dreadful and awful things, absolutely awful.
So suddenly grandparents are being asked to almost be social workers.
Not really. I mean, grandparents, what people say, why do grandparents do this? You know, we've got a natural love of our grandchildren, and rather than see them go into foster care, we would rather bring them into our own family where they have got their roots, where they are loved, genuinely loved and cared for. And grandparents often are stable.
I mean, I suppose grandparents have got the advantage of having brought up their own children, so you'd think that they'd, you know, they've got a bit of experience, a bit of
Yes, I agree, but the world's changed greatly today. The way we brought up our children in our days is very, very different to today. So it's a huge learning curve. But because a lot of these children, they've suffered abuse and seen violence in their primary years, which means their foundations are shaky. I relate it to building your house upon the sand. These children have not got a good foundation. So, you know, despite the grandparents putting in all the love and the care and the stability into their lives, that basis is very unstable. So a lot of these children need counselling. A lot of them need mental health help, not to mention other issues.
Often when you think of grandparents, you think of, you know, the fun people. You think of, you know, you go there for the lollies, you go there for the special treats. Suddenly you're mixing this grandparent role with the parenting role.
Correct.
That must be a bit of a challenge for...
It is definitely a bit of a challenge because, you know, if we overcompensate for the children, for the grandchildren, for what they've been through, that is certainly going to come back and bite you. So yes, we have to put boundaries in around them. We have to teach them respect. We have to teach them manners. Go right back to the basics, really.
So really, you're almost losing that grandparent role and moving into the parent role.
Yes, we are, and that also upsets family dynamics because I've got other grandchildren besides the two that we're raising. So, of course, you'll find jealousies will come into it. You know, we want to go and stay at granny's place as much as what the other children go and stay at granny's too. And you must remember, we are elderly people. It's not as if we're 20, 30 years of age anymore. Our research also tells us the average age of our grandparents is 50 to 59, followed closely by 60 to 69. But in saying that, we have got great grandparents. And I must tell you something, it is really sweet. I got a telephone call the other week from a grandma, because we send out monthly newsletters full of humour and teaching tips and things like that. And she rang me up and she said, I want to say to you that the grandchildren have finally left. I no longer require your wonderful newsletter, and I'd like to say thank you so much. And then she said to me, do you know my age? And I thought, no. And she said, I am 91. No. I couldn't believe it. 91. God bless her.
Talking about going back to the family dynamics, because it's not only the, you know, the grandchildren you're raising and the other grandchildren is the dynamics. There's the dynamics of the grandchildren, the grandparents and their own children, the parents of the grandchild.
That they're raising?
That they're raising.
Fractured.
I mean, that must be a nightmare at times.
It is a nightmare. It is fractured. There's nothing harder than have to go into a family court against your own flesh and blood. But we do it because these children need a voice. Often, that's another interesting thing too that came out in our research. The parents are usually, everyone assumes young mother, 14, couldn't cope. Wrong. Our research proves that the average age of the mother was 26 plus and the father 28 plus. So we're talking about adults in their own right. So they have a voice. They've chosen a path. These children don't have a voice. We have to be their voice.
So it's a minefield, really, in some cases.
It is definitely a minefield in a lot of cases.
It's a long-term commitment too, isn't it?
I mean, very long-term. I mean, in some cases, the parents get their act together and the children do return and everything's fine. But in a lot of cases, these grandparents are in for the long haul. They are raising these children till they're 18 years of age.
And as you say, I mean, I suppose you start out when you're, you know, in your 50s or perhaps in your 60s. But with this long-term commitment, I mean, that could be 10, 15, 20 years.
Absolutely. And also, too, if the children, what we're finding now, and again, this was an experience of being 12 years, 13 years down the track, what we're seeing now is these children are becoming adolescents and they are angry. They are really angry because they have been afforded no free counselling. The grandparents haven't been able to access it because of the costs. We have got some angry children, and it's not just the boys either, I might tell you. It is also the girls. So what we're hearing now, which greatly disturbs me, is these children are turning on the grandparents, the very people that stepped up to raise them, to give them a life, to give them a chance. They are turning on them. They are abusing the grandparents, and that is very, very upsetting.
Talking this morning with Diane Vivian, who set up the Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Trust New Zealand. And, 39 groups now up and down the country, because when she was in that situation in 1997, found there was very little help. And so she decided to do something about it. And we're looking at this issue today. We'll be back. What are some of the key issues for grandparents? We've covered some of them. We'll be looking at more of them coming up next.